How are high school students in Calvert County making documentary films to tell some of their region's stories? Robin Treslow, Public Relations Coordinator at Calvert Library, tells us more.
Since May of last year, you've heard a lot about water thanks to Maryland Humanities' work to bring the Smithsonian Institution's Waterways and H2O Today exhibitions to Maryland. Calvert Library is the last Maryland site to host Waterways, and we're having fun making our own water story. We intend to publish a book written by local residents inspired by our water-themed art and poetry exhibit. Besides the creativity inspired by Museum on Main Street, what we really love about working with Maryland Humanities is the chance to build connections. We can't do justice to a Smithsonian exhibition all on our own. Fortunately, the cachet that comes with the Museum on Main Street project ensures enthusiastic partners. I want to tell an abbreviated story of one of our partnerships. Because Maryland Humanities selected us to host Waterways, the Smithsonian Institution offered us a chance to apply for their Stories Yes grant. Stories Yes stands for Stories from Main Street, Youth Engagement and Skill Building. The grant provides funding for equipment so students can discover and document their community's history on the Museum on Main Street topic. With the grant, we were able to purchase high-quality video recording equipment. Students could then check out this equipment to create documentaries about Calvert's water story. I knew I needed help implementing Stories Yes programming, so I turned to my hard-working partners at Calvert County Public Schools. Kim Watts, the school system's supervisor of secondary English language arts, immediately recruited enthusiastic and creative English teachers. Michelle Stover, student services team leader at Calvert High School, added Stories Yes to her curriculum mid-year. We are grateful to this great commitment on her part. We invited field experts from local water-related organizations to come to the library to meet with students. We hosted Chesapeake Biological Lab, Calvert Marine Museum, Bayside History Museum, and American Chestnut Land Trust, ACLT, a local land conservancy focusing on the Parker's Creek watershed in Calvert County. Between professionals from these organizations and educator Steve Van Rees, the students developed their research questions and fleshed out their documentary projects. Subjects included how fishing and aquaculture have changed, climate change's impact on the Chesapeake Bay, the Battle of St. Leonard Creek during the War of 1812, the impact of fishing and development on local water quality, and changes in seafood cooking in the region. Then our school partners connected us with video expert Dan Dones. Dan gave us great advice for selecting the equipment and then taught Mrs. Stover students how to use it, how to storyboard, and how to edit. The grant even funded a bus to take the students on a field trip to take video on location at several water-related sites. Another partner, director of Bayside History Museum Grace Mary Brady, pitched Stories Yes to her high school employees, who also took on a documentary project. All of the documentaries created are on the Smithsonian Stories Yes website. The Bayside students' project will be incorporated into an exhibit at Bayside History Museum, thanks to grant funding from the Maryland Heritage Area Authority through Maryland Humanities. What amazing connections we've made. Waterways wraps up in Maryland at Calvert Library on March 6th. Come connect your Waterways story.
Learn more about Waterways in Maryland at marylandh2o.org. Watch the Stories Yes documentaries by visiting museumonmainstreet.org and searching for Stories Yes. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.